Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us.
Probably.
Agreed.
What? No! Oh, that's all? You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th, the Black History Month film series continues at 6 p.m. in Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday, day one of Club Jeopardy starts at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, February 17th, starting at 5 p.m., experience a taste of Lunar New Year located at Sergi Lee Hall in the Great Room. Check out Trivia Tuesday starting at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words poetry event starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Sergi Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked, everyone.
DJ Nas for Mark 2. What's going on, everyone out there in Radio Land? This is episode 85. I got some guests this week. Not today. Today I'm going to play some music. Tomorrow I probably won't be in just because I got some stuff I got to get done and my kid's on vacation. So there's nobody in my house. Whoop, whoop. For those of you out there with children, I love my children more than anything in the world. But it's also nice when they are not home because you can get all this stuff done. My house is clean. It's quiet. And, yeah, there's still food left. Normally he eats all the food, too. Record, you're awesome. But hope you're having fun at Grandma's. Anyways, going on, this is DJ Nuss from Mark Duke kicking it at Basement Hunt Union, episode 85. Yeah, this week, Wednesday, we have the amazing Jeffrey Doyle coming in at to talk about Foothills and all things Jeff Doyle, or Doyle Rules. And then Thursday, the wonderful Marcy Micucci, who runs the Oneonta Historical Society, will be here. Today, I'm going to just be playing some music. I haven't done this for a while because I've had so many guests on. So I'm just going to listen to some tunes today. We're going to start off with a Cybill Shepherd tune, which is just from an amazing album called Cybill Does It to Cole Porter. And it's all these Section Time songs going down. After that, I'm going to announce something that I'm going to be doing for the next few weeks to lead up to something amazing that's happening in April. But here we go, Cybill. Bring Me to Heaven.
Diamond clips and emerald rings. If you want your man to come through, give him the ooh la la. If your car is asked to stop by some handsome traffic cop, unless you want a ticket or two, give him the ooh la la. If poor Napoleon at Waterloo, la la, had had an army of debutantes to give the British the well known name, la la, he'd have changed the history of France. When your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go, starts to leave you in the lurch, don't proceed to fall in a faint. Don't run wild and crack up a saint. There's but one thing for you, la la, do la la, do la la. Go to hula to hula and give them you.
But in the morning, no.
Do you ante up, my dear? Really tell me if so.
Yes, I ante up, my dear. But in the morning, no. When my old Gunga Din brings the bromo seltzer in, that's the time when I'm in.
Can you fill an inside straight? Kindly tell me if so.
I've filled plenty inside straight, but in the morning, no, no.
No, no?
No, 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 no.
Ridiculous. Cybill Shepherd, give him the ooh la la. Followed by this album's awesome. Cybill Shepherd does it to Cole Porter and starts to sing Cole Porter songs. But there's all these little things going on in between that are very ridiculous. But in the morning, and this was give him the ooh la la, but in the morning, no. And in parentheses, poker. Anyways, things are good. In the middle of April, near the end of the semester here, I'm running an ensemble, the rock ensembles up here. And we are doing on two dates, April 16th, up in the Hunt Union at 7:30, and April 17th at, I think, probably like 7 or 8. I got to check the exact time. At Foothills, we are a bunch of students are putting on a production of Pink Floyd's The Wall, and it's going to be awesome. So with that being said, every time I come on the show, I'm going to play one song chronologically from the album. So we're going to start today with In the Flesh, kicking it off, Pink Floyd's The Wall. What a great, great album. I've done this multiple times, and it's fun every single time I do it. Still pertinent to this these days. And, yeah, let's rock and roll. So you think you might want to come to the show.
Thank you.
All right, I got some lies there on Vogue. It's so awesome. I love that. I think that's off the first album. I have the maxi single for it. But anyways, overall doing well. It was pretty cool. Last Friday, Daniel McKemmy, who's a professor in the music department, donated a bunch of albums to the station. So I'm going to start going through those this week. It's lots of good stuff. We got our vinyl collections kind of getting back up there. So if, once again, anybody wants to donate some albums to Wony, let me know. We can pick them up. You can drop them off. You can come on the show. Speaking of that, come on my show. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. All you got to do is send me a PM on any of my Instas. You can send me an email, mark.paquette@oneyana.edu. You can call the station, 436-2711. Let me know if you want to come on. And we'll get you scheduled. We can sit here and chat about whatever you want. We can spin records and talk about music. And, yeah, I love having people on. So please come on, be my guest. Be my guest. Going to listen to some old Aerosmith now. Loved Aerosmith growing up. The first five albums are amazing. And some of the stuff after that is okay as well, but really, it's for me, it's the first five albums, maybe six. Night in the Ruts is pretty good, actually. So this is a live version of Kings and Queens. And I'm trying to, these songs were recorded between 1977 and 1983. It doesn't give us a exact timing of each of the songs on this, but this is from Classics Live. They released two of these, Classics Live 1 and 2. And there's some really awesome versions of some of these classic, once again, Aerosmith tunes. So this is Kings and Queens, sometime late 70s, early 80s. Who knows?
Yeah.
Some Sabbath, invite us dance, yo, things awesome. I love that song. Volume 4 is my favorite Sabbath album. It used to be Master Reality. And then as I go through it and listen, I was like, oh, yeah. I think Volume 4 is the better one. But those both those albums, the first, once again, first four Sabbath albums, amazing. Fifth and sixth Sabbath albums, pretty damn good as well. Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, and Sabotage. Then you start getting a little wonky with those last two Ozzy ones. And then this is some random hit or miss things going on when Ozzy left with some different singers going in and out. And there's some, you know, it's still Sabbath. But anyways, cool. We're going to listen to What Have You Done For Me Lately? Janet Jackson, the extended version. This is 7-minute jam, yo, of Janet Jackson in the morning. We love Janet Jackson here. Yeah, I've been slowly going through and trying to buy the maxi singles of like 80s, 90s R&B, hip-hop tunes and stuff like that. And they're harder to find in good shape and for a reasonable price than I thought they would be. But if anybody else out there in Radio Land has any of these and wants to unload them, I'll gladly buy them from you. So, yeah, rock and roll. This is some Janet Jackson, yo.
Thank you.
You're Built for Speed, yo. Stray Cats off of Built for Speed. Great album. That was the first U.S. release. All those songs, those big ones that we know from the really early Stray Cats, Rock This Town, Stray Cat Strut, all those kinds of things. Those were that first album was actually released in England before it was released in the U.S. They wound up having some kind of big following over there, even though they're from Massapequa on the island. They went to the U.K. for a little bit, I think 79. And then came back here in like late 80s or 81 or something and released this album and it blew up. Anyways, I think they're going to go back on tour later this year. They were supposed to be on tour last year. Brian Setzer got injured, had some health issues, so they stopped. But I think they're going to be back out. If you get to check out them, they're amazing live. I've seen them twice. Also, Lee Rocker, the bass player, he's incredible, and some Jim Phantom as well. They're both amazing players and have their own side projects that are great. So if you ever get to see them, you can see them in smaller venues too, which is the nice part. They're super cool, they're approachable, and they're amazingly fun shows. So, well, with that being said, I'm going to listen to some live Ramones here from the wireless. Might let a couple tunes play because they're so fast. Definitely going to start with Sheena, though. Live from the wireless. This was probably after Road to Ruin came out, maybe. I'm trying to think when this was exactly. But live Ramones is always good Ramones, for the most part.
Let go! Let go! Let go! Haïti chérie, says Haiti is my beloved land. Oh, I never knew that I'd have to leave you to understand just how much I miss the gallant citadel, where days long ago brave men served this country well. Where sun is bright, or even with soft moonlight, a shading tree, Creole maiden for company, a gentle breeze, a warm caress if you please, work, laughter and play, yes, we'll always be this way. Haiti Cherie says Haiti is my beloved land. Oh, I never knew that I'd have to leave you to understand just how much I miss the gallant citadel, where days long ago brave men served this country well. Return to your soil so dear. Let me hear again the things that give music to my ear. The shepherd's horn that welcomes the rising morn, when roads overflow as crowds to iron market go. Sun is bright, or evenings with soft moonlight, a shading tree, Creole maiden for company, a gentle breeze, a warm caress if you please, work, laughter and play, yes, we'll always be this way.
Some Harry Belafonte for you. I'm feeling pretty mellow this morning. Just wanted to listen to some music, so I haven't talked that much. Anyways, I probably won't be here tomorrow. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Don't cry for me, Oneana. But I'll be here on Wednesday, Thursday, possibly Friday. Wednesday and Thursday, I have guests. So I just realized it was, I guess I have not been paying attention either. We don't get holidays off. So, with that being said, today is President's Day. And I'm not feeling very presidential this morning. So, anyways, I'm going to celebrate Radio Day. I'm going to leave you with some Wet Leg from their latest effort moisturizer. This is called Don't Speak. It's one of my favorite songs on the album. Hester sings this one, and I adore it, and I adore them, and they're awesome, and I saw them live, and they're amazing. And hopefully everybody has a great holiday, and I'll see you on Wednesday for Hump Day with Jeff Doyle, yo. Boo, boo, boo. What's in your pocket? Keep it locked. Signing out.
I'm not afraid to die. have searched, I have crawled, I have drank at every bar. Still I sit and weep. One was something, two was more. God, I can't count it any longer. I'm losing it, you see. Some might say the well is dry, but I just pray I'm living wise and waiting on my beat. 7 degrees, just one more for you and me. We're souls in a line, waiting to meet, waiting for that summer breeze to throw us through each other's arms. We're severed souls.
Set sail for this sippy sailing. We shall plunder and loot all station IDs.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharethe